Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, as many of you probably know, we lost Terry Stoltz back on Monday. It's been tough to comprehend, but if you can maybe just take a brief moment out of your day today and voice a prayer for his family, I'd certainly appreciate it. You can follow our tributes on WGCLradio.com. It's back to the Sweet 16 tonight. On our airwaves, our coverage commences at 6:30. Here's Tom Izzo. Michigan State Spartans, 15th time in the last quarter century they've come this far, catching a 3 seed in Kansas State. Spartans about a point and a half favorite at last check in this one at Madison Square Garden. And how about that former Eastern T-Bird, Salisbury's own Dusty May, and the job that he's done writing history for his Owls of Florida Atlantic, the 9th seed, up against rough and tough Rick Barnes Volunteers of Tennessee. They play at 9 or so. The other two games will be a 4th seeded UConn against 8th seeded Arkansas, about 7:15 or so out in Vegas, and then that will be followed by a dandy in 2nd seeded UCLA and 3rd seeded Gonzaga. The last four should go around 9:45. Again, you can follow our Terry Stoltz tributes on WGCLradio.com. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
The boys' 113th IHSA state championships draw to a close at Gainbridge Fieldhouse in Indy this weekend. 4 games on Saturday, 4 champions to be crowned, including 32-0 Ben Davis. They're trying to become only the 14th team in the history of the tournament to finish as an undefeated state champion. But if I can rewind and throw some memories at you here today, 14 years ago, remember the 09 South Panthers, 26-0. They went wire to wire, led by Mr. Basketball, Jordan Hulls, and a balanced roster they had that year. Spencer Turner, Eric Fromm, D. Davis, just to name a few. They held off Fort Wayne Snyder in the title game, 69-62. Toughest test in the tournament was escaping Franklin Central in the 4A semi-state at Southport, 58-55. JR also brought home the title in 2011, and only the pandemic, COVID-19, stopped the 26-0 Panthers that were led by Anthony Leal from winning a third, and no one was going to beat that team that year. We lost a great teammate earlier in this week in Terry Stoltz. He loved basketball. We loved him. Our tributes on WGCLradio.com. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.